Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five is the phone number for you.
What's temperature right now, McCone? You do that temperature read?
It was 91 about an hour and a half
okay.
ago.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Tell me what it was 90 minutes ago.
So I'm going to tell you what it is. So I went down to the restroom.
God damn.
Went down to the restroom and I took a left and I went down that hallway back where our office is. And if you look out the window straight down that hallway, all you see is the heat. You know what I mean? Those waves of heat bouncing off the window.
Yeah, the waves.
That means it's hot out. What kind of car you drive, McCollum?
Ford Escape.
I'm okay. Seeing 93. What color is it? Does that
black.
Sound right?
Black. Excellent.
93 degrees.
Did you bring any Pam?
I did not.
Spraying a Pam. Well, bring it tomorrow. We're gonna crack eggs on your hood.
All right, done.
Currently 93 degrees at Boston's Logan Airport.
It's a little warm.
That's hot.
Good no underwear day today. Them boys breathe.
93 degrees.
How hot was it on that T-Bone thought it was the...
It's a dry heat, though, from what I'm told.
Yeah.
It's a dry heat out there. It's like the desert.
Our boy T-Bone thinks the Provincetown ferry was that one that was packed. We got to talk about this. Okay. This boat.
The Province...
The booze cruise.
It's a ferry. I didn't say it was the Provincetown ferry.
You said it.
I've been on that. I know the difference.
You wrote Provincetown ferry this weekend. It's not a ferry.
Yeah.
It's not a ferry at all.
It's a
booze cruise boat.
It's a booze cruise boat.
It's a boat. A boat is a ferry.
No. A ferry implies that you're
a ferry. It's the same thing.
Please.
You're a ferry.
The Provincetown, too, was...
It's a boat. It's the name of a boat.
Was packed.
I've been on these booze cruises. Used to be a radio guy that did Friday night booze cruises. They would go on with it. They're fun. You get on there, and it's just like a live band, or you get a DJ, and places happen, and you cruise around the city, and it sucks. You got to stand in line for the drinks. Yeah, you know, it's hard to get a drink on those boats, but man, you could pack a lot of people on there. Now, the boat responded to claims of not proper social distancing or the wearing a mask that they were at only 1/3 capacity. Could you imagine that boat at full capacity?
So
if that's the case,
so they might be right, right?
If you look underneath, there's nobody.
Well, right, because the boat is rated for X amount of people,
three floors.
Right, so let's say you're allowed to have 500 people on the boat.
Right.
Based on its size and its length.
It's a three-story boat.
Width. Yeah. Based on all those things.
Yeah.
Right? Maximum capacity, 490
right.
people.
Right.
So they cut that down to, 150. Except all 150 then stand shoulder to shoulder on the top deck while they're drinking.
Beautiful day out.
That doesn't help anybody.
Do I want to sit down underneath where it's covered and sit on a bench? No, I want to go stand up top and take a look at the city.
Right.
Where do you think they're going to go? But if you, to the boat's defense, if you look at the picture.
I'm not defending the boat. You can defend
no,
the
listen.
Boat.
If you look at the second floor, that's where the bar is. You can tell the bar is there, up towards the front of the boat.
Okay.
Because you see people in line every 6 feet waiting in some sort of a line. That's the drink line. So I think they get their drinks and they went upstairs. But if you look at the second level of the boat, the pictures of the boat, looks like there are people through those windows every 6 feet lined up to get a drink. And that's proper distancing. So it might have been going on, but not going on. But going on, I mean, you go to the beach, people are at the beach without masks, and they're pretty tight.
Not like this.
This is a little, yeah.
You can try and spin that whatever way you want.
This, I would say this looks problematic.
I'll tell you, I was at a busy beach yesterday, and no one was near each other like that.
Yeah.
That's not a good look. It's making the rounds on Twitter.
Yeah.
It is.
I'd say the mayor's probably upset about that, right? He gets very upset about things. Yeah. Marty.
He's probably not thrilled.
Not thrilled.
Mm. Probably not thrilled about that.
Blues Cruise, right out of Seaport. In and out.
Probably not thrilled. 617-779-0985. I've been called out by an emailer.
Oh, really?
Would you like to get to it? Email of the day, maybe?
Jim?
What do you think? Yeah. You queue it up as an emailer of the day?
Email of the day.
Not only am I getting called out, but Murray is getting called out in this one as well.
Why do you got to bring him in?
Because it's about me and I'm by extension all of us not being, I guess, critical enough of Murray.
Why should we be?
It says, dude, Murray has exposed himself as a fraud. He's using the F word.
Well, Murray will be on it too, right? To defend himself.
Yes, of course he will.
I'm sure he'll be ready.
And I can't wait because it was.
I wouldn't piss Murray
off. The most entertaining part of my Saturday.
Hopefully it's traffic on the way
Murray
too. Really
pissed off.
Yeah. Hopefully traffic's bad coming in today and Murray's going to be even more pissed.
He said he called COVID fake. I don't remember that. Did he call COVID fake?
I think a lot of people.
I would say there were a number of people here that downplayed it in the beginning.
We had fun with it at the beginning.
At the very, very beginning. Before stuff even started shutting down.
Yeah, I would say that there were a number of doubters or people that didn't take it seriously enough. I wasn't in that camp, but I know others were. Then a week later, he breaks down and cries. There was no breaking down and crying.
Nobody cried.
That never happened. It says, your station has been crying about the we need sports, we want normalcy.
Yeah, we're a sports station.
I don't think we've been crying about the... I know I haven't been, the we want normalcy.
Well, we want sports.
Of course, everybody wants normalcy. Yeah. It's just not happening. Sorry. Of course we want sports. We're sports fans.
Yeah. Yes. Sports station. Yeah.
I fully admit.
Kind of lines
up. I loved turning on the Red Sox Friday night. And that's what the next part of his email is about. He goes, then we get baseball and the fraud isn't watching? Come on, dude. Beetle, why are you not calling him out? Do you know what I think the weird little thing was about Saturday's dust up between Tom Karen, K-A-R-E-N, and
Jones
and Big Jim? Was that I'm pretty sure Jim did go back and watch the game.
Yeah, Jim's not going to come in and go on air with Gasper, of all people, who could, like,
you know, I think
talk
he
circles.
Did. I don't know. I'm going to talk to him when he gets in.
No,
but
Mr. Smart Guy.
Gasper at one point was like, yeah, but you went back and caught up. And he's like, yeah.
No, of course
but.
I did. Right.
So I was like, yeah, I think.
Baseball talk on the radio, for the most part, is death. It doesn't work.
I agree.
Do you know how many calls we have on the board right now about last night's Red Sox game?
How many?
That's silence. That's silence. Because that, my friend,
there we go.
That, my friend, is what baseball is in 2020.
Is he wrong?
No.
I love baseball. I watch baseball, and therefore I talk about it. We don't get any calls on it.
Right. But, I mean, here's the thing. It was the first game back with sports, like a real sport. Okay.
Hold on. Emailer Daniel is back with another email. He's betting me $500 that Murray broke down crying on air. Make the bet.
What am I missing?
Lanny, did he cry on the air?
I'm a chronic.
I missed that day.
Lanny's not responding. That scares me.
He doesn't remember it?
He doesn't remember it. No.
I don't remember it either.
No, that'd be a big issue.
Give me
here.
A date, Daniel. Give us a date. Give us a time.
Daniel, and his email address is tom.karen@nessen.com.
Tom.karen.
I don't need to be talked to and finger wagged to by any of the media nanas. And a tweet like that is also why I can tell you, the audience, who I actually care about.
He is part of the audience, and we do.
Why I'll never be part of that club. I don't ever want to be part of the stuffy media club. It's why I get my backup when Felger asks me, you're part of the media. No. I'm a radio guy who's a sports fan.
Sports talk radio show.
This went on for 3 hours. It was wild.
And it got better every hour because more and more people jumped on. Then Jones started with it. And it's the be better thing. Be better. It put him over the edge.
Yeah, the be better.
Yeah. Jim watches a lot of baseball. Jim's on the baseball reporters, right? With Tony. Yeah. Yeah. Talks a lot of baseball.
Well, Jim did say that he hadn't watched a baseball game in 3 years and that he had been faking it for 3 years. Well, that was said, too.
Well, I mean, I think there's a mix there. I think there's a healthy mix of you could speed watch those games now if you do it correctly through the MLB thing and you know how to do that. There's summaries of games that you could sort of fly through, but you miss the feel of the game.
I'll watch some of the games this year. All 60? Hell no, because I want to live my life. I would like to go out and enjoy what I can during this hell time, the worst time to be alive ever, this pandemic that we're all living through. So you do you, I'll do me, and we'll have to go on from there.
I just thought it was surprising that when he responded again, Tom Caron, about his broadcasters.
Right.
My broadcasters.
I expect.
My sports radio.
Expect my radio hosts.
My radio hosts. Is that we are his radio hosts.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
That I love. Right. Love that you're listening.
He comes to us.
Thank
yes.
you, Tom.
Comes to this station.
Thank you,
yes.
Tom. Thank you to everyone.
And he just hopes that if you're going to bitch about the team, at least watch the game to bitch about. That's all.
I just wonder why he couldn't find any quality programming on that team elsewhere. That's what he was in search of. Maybe because it doesn't exist.
They know where to go.
I think Jim watched the game. This is why I don't want to rip him, because I think he actually watched the game.
How quick that night after this? If Murray went out,
he should watch the game. We should all watch the games. Watch the games. Watch the games.
I think the tweet pissed him off, and I think it took him down.
Yeah, it was an opportunity.
You're going to be a dick? I'm going
to
be a dick.
It was an opportunity for Big Jim to be Big Jim.
Yeah. He just invited me to be
me. I'm glad he took it. Gasper kept trying to save him.
Shut up, Gasper. Let him go. There's times you got to let him go. Just let him go.
Jim Murray would have won in a fight that night. I don't care who he would have fought. That night he would win. And he would win quickly. He would dispose of his enemy.
Maybe.
Swiftly. Yes.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. Mm. If you have any thoughts about anything from the day to this point, jump on board. Baseball's COVID problem. Where are we at? We've had a couple of hours now where things are developing in Major League Baseball.
Any more numbers?
We'll get to that. There's another player who was just tweeting about it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll tell you about all this on the way.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So now it's a total of 14 people in the Marlins organization that have tested positive for COVID. Tom Boswell writes this in a column that just posted on the Washington Post website. He says, forget about the NFL season. It's never going to happen. He said the idea of attempting a college football season, putting amateur athletes at risk, is obscenely unthinkable. Within days or a couple of weeks, we may also find out whether it is feasible for the NBA in its Florida bubble or the NHL playing in Canada to finish a truncated season and crown a champion. Sure, none of that is certain, but Monday morning's news that at least 14 members of the Miami Marlins and their staff have tested positive for the novel coronavirus in recent days was chilling. The immediate consequences were the postponement of the Marlins' opener, home opener, that is, against the Orioles, and the Phillies' home game against the Yankees. Who would have been occupying the clubhouse those Marlins just showered and dressed in on Sunday? The wider effect, back to normal or even semi-normal in sports, was shattered just days after being reintroduced. The headline on this story was, every league has a coronavirus plan. Major League Baseball's lasted 4 days. Because, as you know, there were things that happened over the weekend that are not to protocol, including having a player's group chat, a group text message chain.
Shut the door. Players only.
To which they said, guys, we've got cases of coronavirus on the team. What do you want to do?
well, I'm already in here and I'm away from my family. Let's play.
Player said, let's go. Yeah. Let's play the game.
Let's get our money. Let's go.
That's not the protocol. Like, you don't just leave
they
it up
are
to
not the
players.
Ones that should be making the decisions for that.
Right.
It's above their pay grade. As much as they're getting paid. It doesn't fall under their expertise, so to speak.
I think the NBA and the NHL, as again showcased today by the NHL's testing numbers, for the last complete week, they had over 4,000 tests of 800 individuals in their bubble, or not even in their bubble yet, but taking a precaution at this point, and they didn't have a single positive test in the last week. Now, there may be other players that tested positive prior to that, but last week in all of their testing, no positives. So the NHL is doing a good job, and once they go into their bubble, if they maintain their bubble,
right.
I think they're going to be in good shape.
Because
I think the NBA can be in good shape, too. Baseball, it is proving to be a problem already because you've got a roster of guys that go home every night and go to different places and stop at different places for food or shopping in stores and all those things, coming in contact with however many family members they have.
Yep.
There's just a lot of opportunity to bring that into their environment
there
where
is.
They work every day.
There is. And I think it goes to show you, too, how quick a moron could screw it up for everybody. Like a
one guy.
Like a Lou Williams or even Pasternak, you know, going out in the North End with his buddies. And next thing you know, he's not fit to practice or be around the team. And it's going to delay his reentry process. So I think it's about, you know, what Bergeron said, you know, acting like a pro, understanding what at stake here. And just go out and doing your damn job. But even the NFL, as far as travel guidelines for cities, you know, you're going to be spread out. It's going to take two planes maybe to get players there. You're not going to be able to get in a Lyft or a cab. You're not going to be able to leave the hotel. You will eat where you're told to eat. And you're going to go where you're told to go. And you're going to be double the size on buses. All this has been talked about and figured out. There's a plan. Each league does have a plan. And it's not to say baseball didn't stick to it, but there's a reason. Toronto said, if you leave our bubble up here, you're going to be fined $750,000 because this is serious. You know, but you can't police everybody when they leave your damn building.
Did you see Jason McCourty's comments on his podcast?
I did.
Yesterday?
Yep.
Jason McCourty, obviously you know him, New England Patriot. He said, I'm not going to lie. For me as a fellow player, I go on social media and it makes me very nervous to think there will be a season. He's nervous about there being games to go play or even doing this.
So they've been told for 5 months now, we're going to start with the Zoom process, and we're probably going to not be able to work out at our facility, but you guys can work out in groups, you know, outside of it, which I'm sure a lot of them have done, and we've seen that. Then you've been told, we'll probably have OTAs, but then we won't. But then we won't have a mini camp. And then we're going to delay the start of camp, but we really don't have a camp date to report. So you're hearing all this. You're processing that. And then you're watching all these other idiots screw it up with other leagues. And you're starting to think, Jesus, there's this thing could be in jeopardy. Yeah, that's fact.
And he posted this. He said this on his podcast that was posted last night. He said, again, double coverage, McCourty brothers. Very straightforward. He says, because I've seen guys posting on video in a nightclub, it's just like, yo, we're attempting to play a football season. That's not going to be okay. You see guys working out in one city on Monday, working out in another city on Tuesday, and another city the next week. And it's just like, dang, if they're working out here, there, and here, here, that means you have to be traveling and you come across however many people, or you see a guy posting pictures and there's hundreds of people, whether it's anywhere. So for me, it's nerve-wracking. Again, he's 32 years old. He's an adult.
Sure.
And he's looking at these younger guys in the league like, oh, you idiots. And that's the same thing. And to tie this all together, that's the same concern that Don Mattingly expressed in a story by the AP that was published on July 7th. Don Mattingly said his concern was that these young players in their 20s feel like they're bulletproof and they're just going to do whatever it is they want to do. So my question is this. All right, without a bubble, I think you're in trouble. And I think baseball is already in trouble 4 days in. Very discouraging. If baseball's in trouble 4 days in a sport where there's a lot of distance, as you said, Zoe, how is the NFL going to get a full season in without a bubble? How's this going to work?
Well, that's what McCourty's saying. Like, I play the game. I play contact game. Yeah, it's sweat. It scratches. It's blood. It's spitting. It's sharing a water bottle on the sideline. It's squirting when you have a TV timeout. You got a guy running out to the huddle, and you got water bottle, and you're hitting each guy with it. You know? That's gone. Can't do that anymore.
Can I give you a thought?
Sure.
What could go down? And I wouldn't hate the NFL for doing this. And I wouldn't hate a player for saying no to it. So they got their deal done, and it's pretty good terms. If they play the whole season, you get your full salary.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like baseball saying, hey, we're going to play 162 with no fans, but we're still going to pay you your full money. What if they get to a point where they say, guys, we got two options. We lock it down and go into a bubble, or the season's over. If we keep playing and we're in a bubble, you get all your money. If not, we cancel, you go home, you don't get any. It's over.
What do you? And you get how many games in? Half, say? Eight? You're already eight games in, say you're 7-1. I think you're going to get mixed reactions.
What do you guys want to do?
Teams that suck.
Where's the bubble, and how does that work?
Yeah.
53 guys.
You basically
talking about you need eight video guys. You need four downloaders of computers to even put it on players' iPads. You need
you take
12
over a
trainers.
Hotel.
You need 12 trainers. You need eight doctors. You have 12 staff members.
Each team takes over hotels. 32 hotels.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
Everybody builds a home base.
New Orleans.
What's New Orleans?
Do it in New Orleans. Do the bubble in New Orleans. But all the hotels.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Play the games.
Let me say this.
I'm joking.
Not bubble just, in the sense right. of NHL or NBA.
Just shut the city down. We're just
I mean,
party and just
bubble yeah. locally.
Right.
Bubble team bubbles. Oh, that, team bubbles. That's different. To get the yeah. renaissance and boom.
Sorry, that's what I meant by that. I should have been more clear.
You have two hotels
team bubbles.
Right there.
Every team says we're going inside a local team bubble. We're going to lock it down. Everyone stays here. You're here 24 hours a day, and you stay here.
Cancel reservations.
And when we travel, we have our own plane that, whether it's your chartering planes or the Patriots, they own their plane.
They own two planes.
We take every possible precaution. There is no going out to a club. You know why? Because you live here now.
Yeah.
There is no going to a restaurant. You know why? Because we own your ass. You live here now. And there will be players that say, no, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm going home. Going home to my wife and kids. I'm not doing this. But if you got, you know, millions of dollars at stake, you might do it.
You say at the end and you need money.
Right?
Yeah.
Play a couple games, get those game checks, contract then you opt here. Out.
I've been playing well. Too. I've been playing well. It's a contract here. Yeah, let's keep playing. Yeah.
I think if they were to do it, they'd have to do it before the season starts. This would have to happen in September.
You'd have to come to the agreement prior to it. Yeah, you can't just have it hang out there in limbo.
Right.
And indecision.
Especially, well, listen, if Major League Baseball season is done before we get to...
They may have to have this discussion.
You know, if they outbreak. Can't make it to August here, through August, I should say. That's what I mean to say.
Yeah, it's your first outbreak right here.
And you
now.
Get to the start of September, and you say, Labor Day weekend, guys, we got a problem. This is not going to last. We got to shut it down. We got to have local bubbles.
Yeah.
You want in or you want the season canceled? Up to you. Take a vote. Let us know what you want to do. What would you say? What would you say?
I'd say play.
If they had to lock us
in,
if they had to lock us in right here at the Sports Hub going forward.
I'm out.
Not enough.
I need my pool.
What if we did it at a hotel?
That's different.
That is different.
Depends what kind of hotel.
What kind of hotel we get?
About the Envoy Seaport rooftop restaurant and pool.
We have a Sports Hub hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zoe's house.
Yeah. Yes. You can do that. I got four beds in a basement.
That's a lot of time with Maz.
I have no simulated golf swing playing. You can't play golf.
Picture the South Beach Hotel, just full time.
hotel, that was it. We were in lockdown for a week there.
Yeah. That is true.
That's true. Good breakfast place.
But you walk outside and that metal gate is closed and you can't go behind it.
There was a pool there. It had nice pools, though.
Real nice
pool. We had a nice pool.
Oh, NBC Sports has me swimming.
Yeah.
They got me. There it is.
There it is. That's the roof deck pool at our hotel.
They're like, hey, we're done at 2. What are we going to do till dinner? Do this. What's this? See, I can't do this now. I took water in and spit it out like a well.
Yeah, that's allowed. That's against the rules.
Yep, can't do that now.
So we would be all holed up at the...
I get it. I live there. Bring chicken dinners.
We'd be holed up at the South Beach Hotel. Mm. We would find a room to do the shows from.
I'm in my room. I had a nice
and
room,
so. We would have to eat all of our meals there.
Terrible coffee down there, though.
Yeah, that we'd have to upgrade the coffee. The food was okay, though.
Coffee at the breakfast place was
phenomenal. The breakfast food was...
What are you talking
about? Yeah, wait, now that I'm thinking back, they had the nice espresso machine back there.
What are you talking about, Jim?
Great coffee out of that
coffee machine. Was phenomenal there. Ate at the bar every morning.
You got a bad cup.
Yeah. Oh, that black coffee was good, dude. That
you
was
got a bad cup there.
I still desire that coffee. A nice mug, tall, skinny mug. Oh, man.
Desires it right now. Had the, 6 months later.
Eggs Benedict with the side of the little granola with the berries. Mmm. Little cute, little quaint, little boutique hotel. It's nice.
I think we could do it. I think we could swing it if needed.
I felt like a foreigner.
Maz just told me to bleep off.
Well, here's the problem. What about incoming packages that he orders?
Oh, Maz, it's perfect for Maz.
See, because Shirtley would freak out.
All his packages will be able to be delivered, and no one will be able to judge him.
I would have
on
to
the
have,
home front.
I'd have to have a neutral room that Shirtley would want all the packages stored.
The package room,
weeks. Right?
Yeah, because he requires 24 hours before he touches them. We're all doing it.
Fred be back by then?
We'll get him back.
Yeah.
617-779-0985.
Crazy after that one.
Today's takeaways are coming up at 150. Your call's next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Sports Hub. This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Big Jim Murray with a tweet.
No.
6 minutes ago. Sports Hub Hotel, ? At Zoe and Bertrand. I'm your first opt-out. Murray opting out of the Sports Hub Hotel.
Can't do that.
Brian, by the way, chimes in with what we're going to call it. The Hubble.
I love it. The Hubble. This is taking us down a weird
when
conversation,
we have
right?
The Hubble. I'll tell you what. Shirtenlieb is a Nantucket guy. Felger's a Nantucket guy. Right. Why don't we all go to Nantucket?
We do Nantucket.
I've never been.
Oh, you shut down the White Elephant. That's
first
place.
Let's do that.
I do the boat basin at the night, White Elephant, the cottages at the White Elephant because they have a nice pool up back there. We get one of those cottages and be the Hubble.
What if we had like a hotel with a private beach out back? You know, we still got.
Well, that's difficult on Nantucket to do. We could do more vineyard.
No, I'm saying if we rent a very large home.
Oh, we could do that,
right?
We could do a massive house out there.
Right.
Jack Welch's house, yeah.
If we, you know, something with 10 bedrooms.
Sure. Bill's got
a private beachfront.
Real world Sports Hub.
And you know what? Ooh. I'd prefer, oh my God, we'd have the confessional and everything.
Yes. Who would be in the first fight? The house. Maz and who?
It's a good question.
See, I think I would drive Murray insane there.
You would.
Yeah. Would Sarge be in there? Maybe Sarge would be part of the
first
fight.
No, I think we try to keep our Hubble as small as possible.
Well, I know that, but we still need a deck. You still need somebody.
It's Toucher and Rich. Right? It's us. It's Felger, Maz.
Jim and T-Bone.
Yeah, and producers. Okay. So you're bringing the producers. You're bringing us.
You have to bring Jamelli.
Yeah, he'd
Lanny
have to come.
Yep.
Lanny
Jimmy
would be Stewart. There.
The
yeah.
Twitch thing, yeah.
Jay Stu would get
I could
fight.
See Jay Stu getting in the first fight with anybody.
Yes.
And quite frankly.
Can you imagine going to the pool and seeing Jay Stu laying out? That's when the Jones would begin right there. He would be laying out, right, T-Bone? With his cargo shorts. He would take off one of his wrestling shirts, and he would leave on his black shoes so he would have that golfer's tan.
But Big Jim's sandals. Opting out.
Can't opt out. He can't opt out. Either in or out.
Yeah, he's out.
Everybody's all in or out.
He's out.
It's not
he's
just
out.
Individuals.
That's what he's telling you.
No, you can't.
Oh, you mean allowed. As a show?
You're not allowed. You're part of the show.
No, I don't think it works that way.
Yeah, it works that way. In our fun world, yes, it's going to work.
Like if Hardy doesn't want to go, and I can't say
Hardy's
yes.
Hardy's going.
I'll tell you who is opting out once we get back from the Hubble. Our wives. They'll be opting out of our marriages.
Yes. She would kill me.
So that's something to prepare for on the other side.
But it'd be like Animal House. Like, if there's,
like back in the day, prior to having families and big relationships, everybody wanted to be like, you know, Vince Vaughn and them in Old School. Right? Where you go back and you get the fraternity on campus and everybody right. lives there and we're all in, all we're gonna do is have parties and hang out. Blue, you're my boy, Blue. You know? You get some old guy you pick up off the street, he's in. People at work went in.
Is Murray in here yet?
He's not in yet. He's probably in gridlock right now, biting
That's
his
true. I've seen, you see the traffic out there this morning?
No, is it bad?
No, I just noticed it when I got here. I looked at the highway.
It was bad early before 93 I left.
Was, and I got,
it
wasn't I cruise, a standstill.
Cruise right in.
First
right
time in. I had seen that in a while.
Right in. Yeah.
Hmm. So he's opting out. Meanwhile, David Price tweeted this. Now we really get to see if MLB is going to put players' health first. No. Remember when Manfred said players' health was paramount? Part of the reason I'm at home right now is because players' health wasn't being put first.
Oh, boy.
I can see that hasn't changed.
Do we need this commentary from him? Because he was given the option. You were given the option as a player to opt out or play, and he elected to opt out. So allow the people that elected to play to be in it and try and deal with it the best way that they could. And I think you look at Fenway Park. You look.
Hold
at,
on. Is David Price wrong?
He's out of it. So I don't think he should be able to comment on this.
David Price is he's taking a victory lap, which is weird.
It's one of those, I hold all the cards.
It's like, told you so, which is weird because it's like, guy, 14 people just got COVID.
Well, they tried to do it. They tried to put up tents. They tried to put up walkways to get people further away in a non-contact sport where there's natural social distancing. There are players that are actually wearing masks when they play the game.
I'm just telling you that David Price is not wrong.
He's not wrong, but I don't think he should be voicing his applause.
If he was on the group text with the Marlins, they might not have played the game yesterday. It might have saved some people.
Okay.
Somebody like him, who may be not afraid to speak his mind, was on that group text
right.
that
David
the Marlins
Price
put
on
together.
That, if David Price were on that group text, he would have said, guys, are you nuts?
Yeah, he would have blown the whistle, rightly so.
Right.
And said, no, listen, do you think see what these guys are talking about doing? They want to play this game. And alerted baseball to the fact.
Yeah.
4 days in, Major League Baseball's protocols have fallen apart.
Wow.
Not even really. 3 days in. Yeah. This is day four, and we're seeing sort
this
of the aftermath.
This is your number one fear, where you get an outbreak on one team, and what do you do? We've asked this question. Nobody knows that. Like, and that's what the NFL players were saying up to a week ago. What happens if we get it? What happens if one person gets it? Do you lose your spot? Do you lose your money? Can a team cut you? Is it classified a football injury? You're making me come back to play football. It should be a football injury. And it falls under a different set of circumstances when you look at the injury settlements, okay?
Can we talk about something else, by the way?
The Hubble?
Are we surprised that the Marlins are the team that had the outbreak first?
Florida, no.
Like, hello?
No. Hey, NFL team, which one's going to get it first? Oh, probably Arizona or Miami.
Texas.
Yeah.
Florida.
Houston. Yeah. Each town. Would Schmatz be in the bubble?
Yeah.
Yeah. He would have to go.
He's like the manager.
Coach. What would we eat?
We'd have it catered.
That's
someone.
The problem. You can't have it catered. You can't have a buffet catered.
Well, sure you can.
You can't be sharing tongs and all that.
Well, no. I mean, you'd have to have
soup for mass.
You'd have some lots of soup. You'd have some sort of food service.
Pasta station. I think pasta station works nice.
You got to remember, if we're in a bubble and we all test before we go into the bubble.
Is there alcohol in the bubble?
Yeah.
Oh,
God, yeah. How the hell else are we going to get through the bubble? So
you love to vape?
Yeah, I don't know why that would be against the rules.
I mean, there's certain rules in bubbles.
I would say that if you're all tested negative and you don't have it and no one is coming in and out of the bubble,
yeah,
then you could have your pasta.
If you're an early riser, like I'm an
and
early
Zoe
riser.
Zoe could cook dinner.
If I'm an early,
Zoe's a good cook.
I'm a very good cook.
He could cook dinner every night.
Yep. I'm a very good cook. I could cook. I could grill. I could do all that. Here's my question. Like, for early risers, would you have an early riser breakfast up with the black coffee, maybe some hard-boiled eggs, a couple croissants? Because you need some, like, before the big breakfast meal. Yeah, I noticed that on I've been watching Below Deck a lot lately.
Yeah, they have a pre-breakfast
and
meal?
And there are a couple cranky
early risers
where early risers get up and there's nothing to eat. I'm like, if you go to a really fancy, good hotel, if you go to a resort, there are people that are early risers, like to get up at 5, like to work out, like to read the paper, like to do their work. And then
because they get up at 5 every day during the week.
You've got to have black coffee in your hand at like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and that's a pattern. But you should have an early riser breakfast out. Like they do it on the road for us too. Like when you're out, you should be able to grab croissants or bagel or hard-boiled eggs or prosciutto, cheese board. something just to nibble on until cheese breakfast board. Time.
In the morning. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll work on. We're working out the idea.
I'd like to make sure Murray would feel comfortable in it.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to help create an environment that is very welcoming, and
I could cook fancy burgers and stick steak knives through them for him and put them on a board so I could feel he's like one of fancy Wi-Fi joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get him good Wi-Fi, computer to hook up to, hard line right there.
Yeah.
Get your boys at Xfinity, come over, hook it all up.
All right, let's get to today's takeaways. Those are coming up next.
A lot of advantage.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right. Time for today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for in-person weekly coaching, you're in luck. All Awaken 180 locations have reopened and are accepting new clients. Awaken180weightloss.com.
It's great to see Maz. That me, Zoe, Maz, we just ruthlessly hammered a former employee of this place.
Do certain things, you become dead to us.
Wow.
Used us, yes. Yeah.
Ruthless.
Dead.
His kids. Some unspeakable dead. Things were said.
Dead. Right. LFG.
Well.
Okay, get your own crap.
Anyway. Let's get to the takeaways today. Zoe and I back in studio together for the first time in months, and we talked at the same time. Is that right?
Yeah.
Rodato.
Good to be back in studio.
We really is. Couldn't do that.
That's when we were at our best.
Mike sounds terrible.
Right there, Tim, but we swapped it out, yeah. So it's good now.
Rodato,
legendary USC head baseball coach. Give it to me one more time.
Rodato.
There you go.
Put that one on file. Also today, Jim and McCone speaking at the same time.
Who's this Kajus kid? What's he? Is he an interior outside guy? You know,
he's a tackle.
Oh, whoa. Wait, did you say guard and he said tackle?
Yeah, guard.
He's
yeah.
a gackle. He's a gackle.
I didn't pick up on that.
He's very
this Kajus kid. What's he? Is he an interior outside guy? You know,
he's a tackle.
It's like a liger.
He's a guard. He's a tackle.
It's a tackle or is he a, he's a tiger or a lion? He's a liger.
Oh, it's yeah. so good.
I think it was a tackle in college and he's going to play guard in the NFL.
Real quick here on this John Lewis.
Is this guy okay?
He's
John Lewis.
No, but he's being shown at the Capitol. He's going to lie in state at the Capitol today. It's before they put him to rest in, I think, Atlanta. One of his pallbearers, a Navy kid, just collapsed right there. It's got to be 110 degrees in D.C. Kid just killed right over. Hope he's okay.
They get him up?
Got him up, but he is not in formation right now. So they're one light on one side of the casket. Little dangerous situation there. That's all. Continue. What we got?
No, we have some other stuff.
Oh.
Just I feel bad for the guy who hit the deck.
Yeah, well, it looks like he went down hard.
Yeah. Is this the are they replaying it so?
No. They're no.
I'm
no.
like, wait, no.
Is I this thought a, they were too.
Right? No.
They, I thought it was they a were replay. In
formation. They were in formation to go to retrieve him out of the hearse.
Oh, gotcha.
And then psh, he went right
and
over.
And he just keeled over.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever pass out?
No.
Do whip it? No.
Yes, but didn't pass out from it.
I never passed out either. You been choked? No. No.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Excuse me?
You got to have a safe word. You got to have a safe word.
Jesus, mine's McCone.
Rodato.
It's Rodato. bunch of safe words. Legendary USC baseball coach Rod Dado.
Rod Dado.
Give me some Grandy and Max from the start of the Celtics broadcast yesterday.
Yeah. Here's Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell.
On location, as we say in the big...
He hasn't been on air in how long?
Four months.
Max is going to start to the crowd noise right away.
You've got a crew of engineers that have set up an entire room for them that are there to make sure, as a fail-safe, that nothing goes wrong. They've gone to great lengths to make it all possible.
Right.
Such a credit to everyone here who worked on it and got it done. And in the first 10 seconds of the broadcast, Max is creating his own sound noise, his own crowd noise. Everyone's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What happened? Is there something wrong with the connection? The feed from Orlando?
No,
that's just the color commentary guy making his own sound effects.
It's just like, even like when Bob opens, I know not to step up. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome. Good evening here to Gillette State. Do not go when Bob does that.
In the paint, double team finds Hayward cutting, throws out to the open man of the corner, Jaylen Brown, three in the air, got it.
Whoa, what's that guy right now laying out? 3-point Celtics.
That's Max.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'm taking notes.
What do you think? Think you're going to be
I just want to be better. Just want to be better.
Half court, he'll shoot from anywhere, launches a deep three, it's an air ball, that's how the first half will come to an end. So the Celtics got off to a great start.
Anybody want anything from Shaw?
Should be a good reentry Monday here in the afternoon program.
Can't wait. I hope Murray's still got the ass Saturday.
Some stuff happened over the weekend, didn't it?
It is full crew. Felger on remote.
Right.
Maz and Murray in studio. You've got all three guys with you today.
We'll be back tomorrow. It's good to be back.
Yeah, good to see you, Zell.
See you, everybody.
Tomorrow. Bye, McCone.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yesterday, three other players testing positive, including the scheduled starter, Jose Urania. Then an 11-6 win over the Phillies. Yes, that game was still played. Miami postponed its flight home, and now today, still more positive tests leading to the postponement of the home opener in Miami.
Which means the Phillies aren't playing today either. Yankees and Phil supposed to play tonight in Philadelphia. That has been postponed out of caution after the Marlins have just occupied that visiting clubhouse and that dugout. And now we have the word within the last few moments that Major League Baseball is thinking about postponing tomorrow's game as well. The Phillies are quarantining their entire visiting clubhouse staff. The Yankees are sitting there in Philadelphia, and they are in limbo right now.
They, like us, still haven't heard from Major League Baseball either.
And there's the latest, folks, courtesy of ESPN, as Major League Baseball and their season, just 4 days old, teetering. It's where we begin here on a reentry Monday presented by your friends at East Boston Savings Bank. It's Felger and Maz here on DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and simulcast across New England and the country. And again, presented by DraftKings. Maz and Murray back in our Town Fair Tire Studios. I'm on location. Anthony, how you doing?
Good, you?
Peachy, thank you so much. How do you feel about your league? How do you feel about your sport today?
Well, look, it's hard to feel good about where it's going. I mean, this is the danger of not being in a bubble, plain and simple. You got people coming and going. And the other thing that popped into my head.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.